The next case is 95-2577, West Side, Deutscher Front Baron, DBA Altenheim versus Roger Tracy, Tax Commissioner. Has to be licensed, doesn't it, before it can be used as a nursing home?
And our position is, Your Honor, that it was licensed. The Altenheim received the license in 1980 to operate a nursing home at this property. 100-bed facility. In 1991, it was operating a 100-bed facility. In 1992, it was operating a 100-bed facility at this. This is where I believe this case is distinguished from Christian Benevolent. I agree with the court in Christian Benevolent that we cannot presume licensure, but we already have licensure.
Your argument seems to be that you had licensure for 100 beds, and while the addition was to give you additional beds, they weren't yet being used.
That's correct.
On the date that the tax takes effect, or the first of the year. But doesn't that sort of beg the question what you wanted was an exemption for a new part in addition to the facility that was going to be in excess of the original, the facility that was originally licensed. That am I right? That's correct, right?
Yes, no, Your Honor. And the reason I answer that way is, yes, there was space for additional beds. However, there was also a new entryway, new offices, new community areas, recreation rooms, mechanical rooms, dining facilities, kitchen area, all of which were being used as a tax lien in 1992. What we do here is we take a snapshot of time. What was the property on January 1 of the tax lien year in question?
Is the license specific as to what it covers?
No, Your Honor. The license in and of itself doesn't say what it covers. It did give a property address. He gave a property address on Phil Rosenstrom. And what happened was, prior to the renovation, the main entrance was off Phil Rosenstrom.
Let's stick to the license.
I'm sorry.
What does the license say you're authorized to do?
We were authorized to operate a home for the aged.
Okay. Does it say you're authorized to operate a home for the aged with 100 beds?
The license in itself, which is Exhibit B to supplement, does not specify a number of beds.
Okay. So the whether you had 100 or then added 50 and then you had 150, the license was granted to you to run a nursing home, the number of beds are undetermined. Is that correct?
No, Your Honor. The number of beds is determined, however, it's not reflected on a sheet of paper.
Not on the license. Where is it?
It's determined by the Department of Health and their records.
Well, don't those records also, isn't that encompassed, the license encompasses the records showing what that license covered? I'm trying to determine whether or not you argue that, well, listen, this property was licensed already. We had authority to run a nursing home, and by adding 35 more beds, we were just operating with the license that we already had, indicating to me that you don't need to get additional licensing if you want to add beds. Now, is that what you're contending?
No, Your Honor. We would contend you do need to get additional licensing to add beds. However, since we're taking a snapshot in time on the tax lien date, the question that begs the answer is, was this a licensed nursing home on the tax lien date? That was the problem with Christian Benevolent. It was a brand new facility.
Or was the addition licensed at the time?
There was no need to add the addition, to have the addition license.
Okay.
Until such time as we sought to add the additional beds.
But you couldn't operate, you couldn't use those additional 35 beds until you were licensed.
That's correct. We did not place an additional 35 beds in the facility, and the record indicates we did not. At all times, prior to the issuance of the license in July of 92, we operated 100 beds at the facility.
Now, could you have sought that license prior to July? So that you would have, in effect, had that license in January of that year, even though you were not in a position to operate or use those beds.
Well, the license could only have been sought within 60 days of completion of the facility. Since the facility was undergoing complete renovation, I don't believe it could have been sought before the facility was ready to occupy that property with additional beds.
Counsel, I'm gathering. This is an issue of geography. Let's see if I'm understanding what you're arguing. By January of 92, the addition is up, the roof's on, and it's habitable. You're licensed for 100 beds. Now, did I understand you to say that the licensing authority approved moving existing patients from the old facility to the new facility at the 100-bed level?
Yes.
While you did renovation in the old facility or in the, while you continued construction someplace on the property?
Yes, sir. That's reflected in the exhibit.
Okay, so had you never gotten licensure, I believe your position is the new property would still qualify for exemption because it was at that point and could continue to be used to actually have nursing home patients in the new wing at the 100-bed level. For example, if you were turned down on final licensure to go to 135, would it be probable that this facility would operate using the newer rooms and mothballing some of the excess capacity in the older facility and go right on under the 100-bed license? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, that, plus I go a little bit further in that it was never incumbent upon us to go out and actually seek to place the additional 35 beds, 15 restaurant beds in the facility. If we did not seek to place those beds in the facility, we could have gone out with the license we had ad infinitum. Because the administrative code presumes that once you were granted a license, that license continues until it is either revoked by the director or you return the license.
So on January 1, 92, the addition is up and you have existing patients at the 100-bed level in the new facility pursuant to the authorization under your license and pursuant to the further approval of what the Department of Health
yes.
at that time.
Yes, sir.
And the reason that you're able to move patients into the new facility while you remodel the old part of the facility is that a part of the licensing requirement, I would assume, is staffing level. That you might have, that's the reason that your license is limited to 100 beds, because you don't get a license, and nursing home doesn't get a license until it can prove that or show that it has adequate staffing and equipment and so forth for 135 beds instead of 100 beds. Is that correct?
Yes, staff is one available. It's not the sole.
So an existing facility does not need an Ohio Department of Health approval to build any kind of physical addition to the premises. Only when they want to build more beds.
Correct, Your Honor. Only when they want to add new beds. We cited our brief administrative code section 3701.17.3, and DE and F cited that specifically says an operator who operates one or more nursing homes in more than one building shall obtain a separate license for each building, provided, however, where such buildings are on the same lot and constitute a single nursing home, such nursing home may operate under a single license. And that's what we have there. They were on the same lot. They were in addition to the existing facility. It's not a separate structure. It's part of and built around what was the existing facility.
However, the taxpayer here did file an application for exemption.
Yes.
What was the taxpayer seeking to exempt?
When they combined five parcels of property, the initial exemption granted in 1988 granted exemption to one of those five parcels.
So they were trying to. I mean, it has to be that you are seeking to exempt the new facility.
Well, we also,
the parcel on which it's partially sat.
Yes, plus the other land is added, including if you look at the.
So now we're focusing back on the land, on the premises, not on the bed.
The focus of tax exemption is on the land. The focus of the licensure here was on the land. Where were they licensed to operate a 100-bed nursing home? At this property. The focus matches. When you look at the tax exemption statute, it talks about license pursuant to 5701.13. That license is granted for a specific location. That was the problem with Christian Development. They may have been licensed to operate a nursing home before, but they weren't licensed to operate a nursing home where they were building new homes. Altheim was already licensed to operate a nursing home where they were building the addition. So the licensure and the property in this instance match. There's not the discrepancy that existed. Your Honor, we would also advocate the adoption of the prospective use rule with regard to a nursing home that is operating an existing facility. In Christian Bonello, the court was unwilling to apply prospective use because they were unwilling to presume the issuance of a license. That problem doesn't present itself here. Whether the Altheim added 35 beds or not, they were licensed. If they chose not to add those 35 beds, they continued to be licensed to operate the nursing homes at this property for 100 beds. You don't have to presume licensure because the statute is already done.
The addition of the 35, what number would that have brought you to?
It would bring us to 135 nursing home beds, just as that was plus 15 residents.
And isn't that the reason the license is important? I guess you should have one more shot at me with regard to this, because that syllabus in Christian Benevolent is so clear, and we decided that just in 1994. In order to be entitled to a property tax exemption for a nursing home or a rest home, both here, an applicant for the exemption must have received a license to operate the facility by the tax lien date of the year for which the exemption is sought. You say you had a license, but you had a license for 100 beds. This addition would exceed that. Therefore, you didn't have a license. Where am I wrong?
Justice Thomas, if I may, my time's up. I have time to answer your question. I believe you're wrong for the following reason. What, as the tax lien date, you're taking a picture in time. What did we have a license to do, and what were we trying to obtain exemption for? We had a license to operate a 100-bed nursing home. operate a home for the aged for a nursing home facility. We have met this criteria, enunciated in the statute and enunciated in the syllabus of Christian Benevolent, that the applicant have received a license to operate the facility by the tax lien date of the year. The facility on January 1, 1991 is a 100-bed nursing facility.
But you didn't need an exemption to operate the 100-bed facility, did you? Isn't that the problem?
No, Your Honor.
You did not need an exemption to continue to operate the 100-bed facility. You needed an exemption to operate a 135, 140-bed facility. Right?
No, I disagree with you, Senator. I need an exemption because of the additional property, and I need an exemption because of the additional construction of the new entry, the new office, the new physical therapy facilities. All those elements require seeking of exemption. The new construction in and of itself requires the application for exemption.
So I guess I don't understand. So a nursing home needs, well, you need an exemption, okay, but you wouldn't need a license. You don't need a license to operate the administrative offices, do you?
Correct. I did not need any new license in January 1, 1991 or January 1, 1992.
But your exemption application sought exemption for not just the administrative offices, but for the remainder of the wing, I assume, right? The bed part of the facility.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kruger. Ms. Katz.
May it please the court. This is a real property exemption. It is on a piece of real property that did not exist on tax lien day 1991, was constructed in 1992 on tax lien day, but did not receive a license to operate as an assisted living facility or a nursing facility until 1992.
Well, the adversary seems to try to distinguish Christian Benevolent case, and I must admit to you and to him that I didn't get the distinction. Now, can it be distinguished?
Your Honor, I personally can also find no distinction between this case and Christian Benevolent. In fact, it's very, very similar to two cases consolidated, and when a nursing home, the second case consolidated, was pretty much like this. It was constructed perhaps 85-90% by tax lien date of the year, which is sub-exemption.
What's his argument for distinguishing it?
I think that he's trying to say that when you have a license to operate, at any time you construct onto this facility, the license carries over, even though you do have to get another license to continue operating.
But the original license was for 100 beds.
It was for
the addition would have added at least 35.
The addition was for 35 nursing home victims, 15 assisted living. He never had assisted living beds before. This is totally new. So that portion was unlicensed as of 1992, and so was 35 extra beds. In order to construct this, he had to receive a certificate of need saying that he would construct a certain number of beds, certain facilities and entrances, and there was a procedure to follow under that. And then before
you really counsel on this test, isn't it? It isn't that you need it for the construction. It's that I gather that one would not start construction without knowing that they could get licensed for the beds, but one could improve already licensed premises without. And lunchrooms or, you know, sitting areas, it's not construction that has to be approved, or is it?
Your Honor, I believe if you are constructing over a certain dollar amount, you still do have to receive permission to construct under certificate of need authorization.
Okay.
And this is, again, remembered in 1990, and the law keeps changing in this particular area. At that time, I believe you did have to have, I think if you were constructing over $1.5 million, you had to have authorization. I believe it's now up to $2 million.
To me, the issue seems to center on, and the distinction would, if there is one, for the CDA, the other case,
Christian
that the premises, that what do we mean by premises? The taxpayer tells us that, you know, because it's a wholly different site in Christian Benevolent, that is the distinction here, that these premises are contiguous and in fact they were joined for the tax bill. The Ohio Administrative Code says that the licensed operator at a nursing home is valid only for the operator, so it focuses on the operator. We have the same operator in this case, you know, not a new licensed operator. You can agree to that, I think.
Yes, you're
same operator, and the premises named in the application. So what's premises? You know, the taxpayer wants to say, these are the same premises. You know, we added some land. What's wrong with that argument?
Well, if you will notice, there is no application included in the transcript. And the witness who was at present in the Board of Tax Appeals was not present at the time the application was filed, and he had no direct knowledge of the license. And the license is valid for the premises as well as for the ownership office. So the premise here expands to include 35 additional nursing home beds and also 15 assisted living beds.
But that's distinct from Christian Benevolent, isn't it?
Well, Your Honor, if we follow this to a logical step, we would have to say a 15-bed Ma and Pa nursing home, which gets a certificate of need to add 50 beds, and we automatically receive an exemption, whether or not these 50 beds ever receive a license. Whether or not they were tying up the patients in this particular facility, and then we're not getting the proper care mandated by the Department of Health. It is critical to call an entity a nursing home or a home for the aged that had a license. And before the exemption goes and applies to real property that's calling itself a home for the aged, there must be a license, as the law was written in 1890. It's very clear that it is unlicensed facility
does
not, because it does not meet the definition of
license. Counsel, I thought critical to exemption status was that the property be used in a fashion that is exempt from taxation. I mean, isn't that the threshold? It has to actually be used for an exempt purpose.
Your Honor, in this particular statute, to be used as a home for the aged, an entity must first get a license.
Okay, but I mean, isn't that the threshold question on real estate exempt from taxation? Is the utilization, the actual utilization? We have all these cases where people get exempt and then they fudge around and they use it for non-exempt purposes and all that. Isn't that the real threshold question? Is the utilization exempt?
Your Honor, sometimes it's connected with property.
Okay. I know you don't want to give it grasp. Well, let me ask you the next question. Is he right that on the tax lien date, the new construction was actually being utilized for an exempt purpose with the approval of the Department of Health? In other words, were patients moved into that wing at that point?
Your Honor, it had not received a license.
No, wait a minute. It had a license for 100 beds. And he said we had the Department of Health's authority to put patients physically in the new area under our existing license. That's right. It had that, did it not?
Your Honor, there is a...
Do you contest that those patients were in the new wing on the tax lien date?
Your Honor, there's a special provision that allows for temporary movement of 25 beds at a time and into the same facility in a different location. You can find that in 57.02.51.
Okay. So were they there?
They might have been part of the facility used.
Right.
In connection, but there is no...
Now, what about the amendment?
that there was a license so that all of the beds...
Oh, but there was a evidence of a license of, for 100 beds.
The old facility had been licensed for 100 beds, and it was operating as a nursing home. There's no...
Do you contest that if they never got the new license, do you say that they couldn't put the patients in the better facilities under their old license? In the new wing. If something came up and the state said, no, for, you don't have the staff, you don't have the doctors there, for whatever reason, we're not going to give you this license in Fetcher. You still got the 100-bed license. Couldn't they keep those patients in the new wing?
Your Honor, if they had permission and if it fit the requirements, the new building would also have received a license. As a new facility, it would have to be because it was new and new designed, and then their license would be transferred into that.
What about the administrative offices? Were they using those?
There's no evidence in the record to say that on the accident day, the administrative offices were complete and were being used at that time.
Well, but that's what their application said, didn't it?
Their application is that this whole facility should be exempt prospectively because they had a license in 1990, and this license therefore carries on to whatever.
Perhaps to clarify all of this, because licensure involves more than simply using a facility for a particular purpose. Tell us what is involved before you can get a license to operate a nursing home. Doesn't it involve that you have certain types of staff, et cetera?
Certain numbers of staff, certain...
With certain qualifications
and... certain design of the halls, certain width of the halls. The fire marshal has to come out and inspect. There's a whole long list of activities which have to occur before a license.
So the simple fact that you're operating a nursing home on one part doesn't mean that you're automatically going to get a license on this new addition.
That's correct, Your
Honor. None of those things were done. I'm sorry, Justice.
Go ahead. Right
through. None of those things were done in this case.
Your Honor, there was nothing that we have in record that showed that this fit into the license exemption as a tax rebate in 1992.
You just spilled off about the four, five, or six things that had to be done before you were likely to get a license. Didn't you?
But
that's done here. Well, none of those things were done here.
The witness testified, and I believe it's in page 41 and 42 of the document, that there was, that he had no actual knowledge of anything that occurred or why they did not receive a license before June 22nd, 1992. And it would seem to me that if they were able to be licensed before that time, they would receive a license before that time.
I think the point that perhaps that Justice Piper was making and Mr. Kruger was making is that if you look at the statute says all property owned and used by a nonprofit organization exclusive for home for the aged. Isn't the point that they were authorized to have 100 patients? It's a bed is a patient, so they're authorized to have 100 patients or residents, and they using apparently the separate section of the code that you referred to, that they apparently moved some of the patients around into the new facility, even though they weren't yet, well, not even though, but and they were not yet licensed to have more than 100 patients in their facility, for which they had to have a license because they were only licensed to have 100 patients. Isn't the point that's being made is that if you read the statute literally, this property, even the new property, was owned and being used by a nonprofit organization that was licensed as a nursing home. And isn't that the point they're making if this is a new facility, this would be a totally different case. But here they had the ability to move the patients around and to use this new part of the facility without the Department of Health saying, no, you can't do that. They were doing it, and I think we have to assume that they were permitted to do that. So isn't that the point that's being made, that this property was being used exclusively for the home for the aged, even though they didn't, even though they weren't yet licensed to have more patients?
Well, this is the point that they are trying to make, however, it does not fit into, because what this new extension was an extension built to encompass more patients, assisted living patients. It did not fit the licensing requirement that is necessary for exemption.
Well, unfortunately, but the licensing requirement doesn't go to the property. It goes to the nurse. It goes to the entity, the nursing home. Isn't that the problem? That this property wasn't licensed to be used as a nursing home, but the nursing home was licensed to have 100 patients, and it had 100 patients on January 1st, 1992, and they happened to move them around into some of the new parts of the facility. Isn't that the argument? And what's wrong with that argument, I guess?
This facility could not have been constructed without the intention to add on additional beds and add on to the living facility. It is a real property exemption. This is a separate entity. It can be separated.
Okay, it's a real property exemption, and it's being used exclusively for the care of nursing home patients.
That's correct.
Some of the 100, they're already there. They get to go in the new wing for a while. And so that new wing is being used exclusively for nursing home purposes. It's not licensed yet to take 35 more patients, but I'm not sure I look at the statute more carefully and hearing the arguments, I'm not sure it has to be.
Your Honor, it seems that without that certificate of need allowing for the new construction, it would not exist. And without adding on it is a separate entity. Without adding on and finishing it and getting a license, it really could not function as it was intended to function under those circumstances. We might have a different case had there been no intent to add beds, add space, add assisted living facility, but that's not the case we have. We have, and Your Honor, this speaks of the difficulty of a very small mom and pop 15 facility nursing home that does add 50 beds and maybe moves one patient or a few patients while it renovates the old but does not meet the licensing standard. Give that a prospective exemption. It would be wrong.
Well, but you call it's not a prospective exemption. They're not saying we next year are going to have a nursing home. And we have all our applications in, but they're not yet finalized on January 1st. So please give us an exemption because we're going to get our license sometime during the year. That's not this. Unfortunately, here, the tax department. Unfortunately, the nursing home here already has a license to do certain things, and that's what it's doing. It's expanded its property. But I don't see the license going to the property. It seems to me the statute doesn't really anticipate this, contemplate this situation.
Well, that's because you cannot even add one bed without changing the license. You can't expand it without changing the certificate of need. So it's an assumption that is perhaps not as clear as it should be that without a new license, you cannot operate that.
Well, I agree with that. I think there's an assumption there that maybe we should take into account. I don't know. But
shouldn't the statute say that, though? No additional facilities may be operated until an additional license is granted. Shouldn't it say that? Instead of assuming that's what it means? Why should we assume that's what it means? Can't we assume just the opposite? That they can operate the facility without another license?
Perhaps, Your Honor, because there is a, you're not permitted to add on beds without having an addition to the license. And
but the statute doesn't say that, does it?
If you read it in conjunction with.
Well, what if we. Let's just read the statute. Why read it in conjunction with anything? Read the statute. It doesn't say you have to get an additional license if you have additional beds, does it?
It
the red light's on. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Katz. Mr. Kruger, you saved about a minute of your time. I'm sorry, you're over by about a minute, so you have 30 seconds.
I may very quickly and very briefly, the redistribution of beds is approved by the Ohio Department of Health for 11-1991. That's on page 14 of the supplement.
We don't have the application, though, according to Ms. Katz. Do we have the application for the original? We have the original application in our record.
Yes.
But not the later application?
No. The application
for the new 100, or new 35 beds.
We don't have the application to have the license. The problem with the tax department's position here is they're telling you don't apply a prospective use test to grant exemption, but apply a prospective use test to deny exemption. Well, this is going to have another 35 nursing homes, another 15 rest home beds. Prospective use in late 92 is deny exemption, but we don't apply prospective use to grant exemption. We have to be consistent. Are we going to apply prospective use? If so, then I'm entitled to exemption all the way through. If we're not going to apply prospective use, then I'm entitled to exemption too, because I have a 100-bed facility that's licensed for 100 beds on tax lien date 91 and tax lien date 92. If we have to be consistent. The focus of the statute is on use. When we look at churches, is it being used as a church? An educational facility is being used as an education.
You've used your time, Mr. Kruger.
Thank you.
Case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.